time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
You dig? What's good with you, man?
Everything cool, man. Shit, you know, just laid back, getting back to work, actually. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple of projects come through and really pushed the nigga to back to work speed.
You know, he was like, wait a minute.
Back to game speed. I was like, hey, listen.
That's what's up. Saying?
Lucky that I had a couple of rehearsals, and then a real situation came through, and I was like, oh, shit. Nigga got to brush up on some of these skills.
Right. Playing in the bubble.
Yeah. So, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. You know, it's cool to work on some things and test out some new stuff and try to integrate some of the stuff that I've done with the collages into the video. So that was interesting and fun. You know, so adding a whole another dynamic to the shit that I could do. So that was cool.
That's what's up. Is it going to come out to the world or is it some corporate type situation?
Some shit I can't even talk about for real.
Uh-oh. Shit.
It's a presentation, you know what I'm saying? So it's one client is in line to book their client and they wanted to enhance what they did with video and they love what I did with the collages and they were saying, can you kind of do some of that with video?
Right.
I was like, and I don't know After Effects. So, you know, After Effects is where you could really get busy with that kind of thing. But for what I could do, I was like, oh, this is interesting.
That's what's up. So you got to learn, you learned some shit along the way.
Yeah. I learned some shit along the way, but then, you know, when you're learning and working at the same time, it adds a level of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
to learn a lot faster.
Stakes is high.
Yeah. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds
one of
cool.
One of them incognito jobs.
So, okay. Yeah. Some ghostwriting?
Yeah, ghostwriting and shit.
That's what it is. Speaking of learning this shit, I've been fucking with Skillshare.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Ro is Famous. He hit me on the gram, suggested it. Hold on a second. Excuse me. Can you take that out?
Felt like I caught the COVID through the phone.
Yeah, man. Hope that was just that shit. Chill. Let me knock on some wood if I got any wood around here. Anyway, I think that was just a regular AC sneeze. Yeah, man, Ro is Famous, man. He hit me on Instagram, was telling me about Skillshare. I guess because I was talking about the master classes. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, man, you could get like a 3-month trial. I didn't see that at all. I'm working on this little 2 weeks, but so far, it's been pretty good. It's pretty interesting. I like it in the way that, like, you know, it's like the rest of these, not the rest of them, but like similar to Masterclass in the way that you got somebody that's accomplished in their field kind of walking you through, you know, their process or how to do certain things. I will say that these people aren't as esteemed, which I like. You know what I mean? Like, these people are like, you know, regular people. It's not like celebrities. This is not Scorsese, Spike Lee, you know what I mean, telling you how to, you know, cast a movie. These are people that are kind of doing things on maybe more accessible platforms like Instagram, YouTube, things like that. I'm sure, and there are people with names on the site as well, but, you know, like, it runs the gamut and shit, and it's... Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool because these are people that are, like, seemingly familiar. You know what I mean? Like, just the way, even some of the ways they articulate their demonstrations, like, mm-hmm. it really made me recognize that that boom is definitely, like, that's in the lexicon for, like, explaining something. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Boom is almost like, it's up there with, like, voila. You know what I mean? It's like, so you got to do this, and then boom. You know what I mean? There that goes.
They
you know
saying
what I'm
saying? Boom they, on the in the class.
Yeah, they saying boom in the Skillshare. Now, see, this is the trial package, so I'm not upset. I'm not speaking to nobody about that, but I wasn't mad because I thought it was well. It was used, and it was one of those things where you like, okay, I guess this is in the lexicon. You know, right. certain shit where you say, wow, I guess we've graduated, and boom, it's now in the classroom. And it was used mm-hmm. effectively because I didn't miss a beat. You know what I mean? It was absolutely, it was emphasized, actually. She was like, you know, boom. I said, fair enough.
I wonder if they're going to finally let Whoop Whoop get into the lexicon.
Maybe. You know what I mean? that could be, you know. That could be. There's a few. There's a lot of them. You know what I mean? Blase blah. You know what I mean? You know the whole. Yeah. Shit. But yeah, so far it's been pretty good, man. I've been, you know, I told y'all, I've been heavy on this learning shit. This learning and trying to put things into practice. So.
Yeah, man. You got to learn out here, man. You got to learn. You know, because if you stop learning, the moment you stop learning, that's when you start dying.
Shit start going.
You start staying the same, locking in. I'm not learning nothing else. I know it all. And then you fade.
Yeah.
It's the quest of understanding and getting yourself into new situations that keep you moving about.
Yeah. You know absolutely.
Being your whatever your respective field is, you know, learning more about what you can do is gonna be the key to your ass staying, or you know what I'm saying, getting pushed to the side.
Agreed. I agree. But you know, it's interesting. I don't know who said this. I just saw. I've been watching a lot of little videos and. Reading a little bit, somebody made this point that sometimes it's hard to move to the next level. It's hard to, you can get intimidated, not even intimidated, but afraid to reinvent yourself. Sometimes when people are like, they're trying to tap in and inspire themselves, sometimes they tap into, you know, the classic reel of when they was up. In their past. So like that reel could be 15 years old. So it's like some of that shit that you might, you know how, you know, sometimes you gotta go put your wardrobe on. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever it is, go back to the toolkit. But sometimes those tools and those references could be dated. So what happens is that information don't even serve you no more, but you so used to going to it that, you know what I mean? Like when you got to abandon it and try something new that you've never done before, because this is the new you, this is a reinvention, you could be a little nervous. You know what I mean? But like that's you leaving that comfort zone. But it was just interesting, you know, because it is, I think I was saying that last week, sometimes when you digging in them crates, you done heard them samples before. So sometimes I guess you got to go get some new records or whatever.
Yeah, you got to go get new records. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting that you even bring that up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in that process right now. You know what I'm saying? Reinventing myself, bringing out a new toolkit, just playing the game from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it is scary, but it's not that scary because you know you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm doing now is not communicating what I wanted to communicate. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing now communicates, you know, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a cool guy. He understands stuff. And you know what I'm saying? He knows a lot of people and stuff. But that ain't really what I want to communicate. You know what I mean? That ain't helping me necessarily close the deals. That's not helping me get to the next level. That conversation is not even important at the next level. You know what I'm saying? And you only find that out when you're in the mix making plays, and not that you're actively getting denied shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going, you're still going, and you're still doing shit, but you're not getting the reception that you feel like you should get. And so I made the decision that, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to totally overhaul my situation. You know what I'm saying? From the ground up. And come out of the pandemic once outside ever, once it opens up, if it ever opens up, I'm coming back out as a different motherfucker than I went in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So the thing is, you know, what I've been doing is oh, the thing that kind of sealed it, and I had already decided that I was going to do it. And so I had this shoot the other day. First real shoot from since March. The beginning of March. And so, you know, I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, so it's outside, but it's still, you know what I'm saying, more people than I'm all the way comfortable with. I got my mask on, you know what I'm saying? My bandana on top of my mask. I'm PPE'd up, ready to go. And then
amongst how many people? How many people? You saying this is more than you used to?
It's a body count. Fort Greene Park. I think at its height, the area where we were at might have had, you know what I'm saying, 150 people.
Oh,
so you know what I'm saying. So, but you know, I didn't really get close to nobody except a couple people that I said hello to and had a conversation with. But
Lordy.
So if I come down with it, you already know. But I still stayed in my protocol though. Still kept my mask, you know what I mean? Still did all what I was doing, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and then I was shooting, so I really wasn't, you know, socializing.
Okay.
But the point I brought that up was because it was the point when the person who hired me introduced me to someone that was important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the person who hired me is somebody I know, somebody I've known for, you know, 2 decades. You know what I'm saying? And when she introduced me, she didn't introduce me as my name. She didn't say, "This is Ali, you know, meet such and such." It was, "This is our videographer." And you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And that's totally, you know what I'm saying, the reason of why I wanted to overhaul what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing, because while I am the videographer, I'm cool with it. I ain't mad at it at all. But damn, I ain't even got no name at this point. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, after 20 years.
You know what I'm saying? And the further I grow and where I'm going, you know what I'm saying, I'm so much more than a videographer. But you can't, you know, enforce that on that situation, but it just reminded me that, yeah, brother, you need to change this conversation. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I could have, in that moment, it stung, but I knew that it was just a reminder. Like, yeah, keep doing what you say you was gonna do. You know, and you can't be mad because you're getting paid to do what, you know what I mean? You're getting paid, and they're paying you to be exactly what they said. So what the fuck you mad about? Right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't one mad about that. But I know moving forward that ain't how I want to be received.
Love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. What was your, so when you felt that, right? And you were like, yo, I mean, it was just a reminder because you said you felt this.
Yeah,
before.
I already had made the decision. Shit. By the time I had already set the meetings and I had already, you know what I'm saying, executed part of the overhaul. So I'm
yeah, I was about to ask you, what's step one? What's step one for
step
you?
One,
like, what do you do?
Step one is look, wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What people see before you even open your mouth. You know what I mean? What people see when you walk in the space. You know what I mean? So I'm going all the way to the extreme on some levels. In some cases, you know what I mean? So I'm
what you mean? What's the extreme? What you doing?
I was supposed to do it last year, but I didn't do it. But I'm my extreme is shit, I'm going to get custom suits You know what I'm saying? Tailored to fit, you know what I'm saying, my situation. So I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, 3-4 suits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Getting some custom trousers. 2-3 pair of custom trousers.
That's real shit. When them shits is trousers.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you change the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't wearing pants no slacks. More, nigga. These is trousers, nigga. You know what I'm saying? These motherfucking trousers. Exactly. So treat me as such. You know what I'm saying? Because you grown now. You know what I'm saying? And while it's cool to be cool, it don't move you sometimes to where you want to be as far as being grown. And right. it's all, you know, subjective. It's all this other stuff. You know what you do at home. You know what you hold. You know what you carry. But at a certain point, you get to the point where you're, I don't want to take a whole lot of time explaining who the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want you having to take a whole lot of time to gather what I'm trying to get across. You know what I mean? I don't want to have a whole 3-4 month situation just for you to understand that, oh, this nigga makes some sense. You know what I'm saying? I need you to believe that I make sense before you even talk to me. And it ain't just the suits. It's just the whole package. Because outside of the suits, it's still the casual wear that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to see more on a day-to-day, and which takes what I do now and elevates it. So where you might see me in a crew neck and some jeans or whatever, now it might be the custom dressy joggers and the motherfucking cashmere crew neck. You understand? So it's just elevating what I already do. So I'm not trying to change myself and my style. I'm just trying to elevate it to a point where when you know what I'm saying, post-COVID, you know, you give somebody, you know what I'm saying, the dap and shit, and they, you know, they feel that soft cashmere. It's like, ooh, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You be like, ooh, who that? What's that? What's going on? You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just re-envisioning myself. How do I want to be seen for myself? How do I want to see myself in the mirror? How do I want other people to see me? And how do I transition from being, you know, somebody that's cool and in the world and, in a certain space? How do I transition to who I'm about to be next and going forward? You know what I'm saying? Do I want to be, you know, the cat that's about to have a grandchild with the breads on all day, every day? Or do I want to have some range? You know what I mean? And I feel I want to have some range.
You about to have a grandchild?
Mm-mm. But my son is grown, so that could be any old time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. I thought this was an announcement.
No. Let my son get some life behind him and some bread.
I didn't know, my God.
Let him get some bread before I give up my bread.
You know, that's always the plan. But you know, when things change, you gotta be positive.
When you're doing the grown folk things happen, man.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know,
but I hear you, yeah, man. I hear you. Things different. Different eras call for different presentations.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
I'm gonna have my presentations is ready. You know what I mean? Because I be in some rooms. I be around some folks, and sometimes when you put yourself in them positions, you know, people look at you, sum it up, and what you trying to communicate don't always translate in every room. So what's a cool, artistic, artisan cat in Brooklyn is a broke nigga in another room. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga, this nigga with no lineup. You know what I mean?
Right.
This nigga shoes got a patina on them. Some rooms don't want to see no patina.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not prepared for those rooms. So I go in the room as is, and I'm cool. You ain't nobody gonna shoo me or shun me, but I'm not I know I'm not communicating what I want to communicate. You ever felt that?
Of course. Yeah. But it's weird too, because some days I wonder how much of that is it just me projecting that. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It's interesting because there's absolutely a confidence you could get from getting a fit off. You know what I mean? I can remember quite a few singular moments in my life. It's been a while, but there's some singular moments in my life where I'm like, I was shining. You know what I mean? And you know it. You feel like you got the glow. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it feel good. You feel like you ready for anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You ready for, hey, where we go? We going to a wedding or cookout? I'm good. I'm good in all of these rooms with this shit on. I'm right. Ain't no patina. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm fire. Then there's times when, when I'm in a room and I'm like, oof, I think I got the wrong shirt on. You know what I mean? I don't think, shit, why I go with these sneakers or why, you know what I mean? Whatever mm-hmm. the fit on this. I often see that, to be totally honest with you. I see that shit a lot when I go through, old sets. You know, I tape all the sets, so I'll be looking at them shit. So that, you know, it'd be time. So I'd be like, let me cut this up, put this in the world or whatever. And I'm looking like, I don't like that outfit right there. I don't like what I was doing. You know what I mean? It was a Wednesday. I had a 7:30 spot. I mm-hmm. might have been coming from some other shit. And that's how I saw it. You know what right. I mean? How I saw it. And that's just only, that's the context that I presented to it. Because there's the same person that could do the same spot and have on a motherfucking tuxedo. Because that's just how they step to certain shit. But yeah, man, I think, if I'm to be totally honest with you, I think that's also, I don't say a source of, not insecurity, but it's like, it's a vulnerability. I think I might have said it a little bit when we had Rachel on the pod or whatever, but you know, some people, they know that fashion shit top to bottom. Mm-hmm. They know that shit. They bleed it, they live it, they breathe it. You know what I mean? It's easy. It's shorthand. They make sense of it immediately. They know what this recalls, that's coming from, what's in style, what's on trend, all of that type of shit. I'm not one of them people. I know what I like, and I know what I could afford, and I know what I'm comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think I challenge that shit enough. You know what I'm saying? And there's been plenty of times when I'm like, maybe I should fuck with somebody that really know how to do it, put that shit together. But mm-hmm. again, that's a vulnerable moment, because it's almost like telling a motherfucker you can't dance. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, mm-hmm. fam, I could passable, but there's times when I'm like, I could have went a little harder, or I should have tried, you know what I mean? I could have this, that, the other thing.
Right.
So it was just like, to really appeal to somebody and say, yo, I need your help. I need to do that more. But to your point, I know what it is. I know what it is to feel like you fit. You know what I mean? Right. Like you on par. You know what I mean? Like you're in the mix, and I also know what it is to feel like, oh shit, I might be treading water in this bitch, or I'm like, I might stick out. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, my whole thing is, at the same time, there's always outliers that just they seem to be comfortable in any water. You know what I'm saying? There's the cat that, like you said, the artiste mm-hmm. that could pull off the scruffy look. Right. You know what I mean?
And I'm that guy. I could pull it off. I feel good in it, and I don't feel uncomfortable nowhere. I could go anywhere I want and do what I do. And that's the part of, that's how you get comfortable and lulled into complacency, is that you are comfortable. Ain't nobody gonna trip. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a couple of people like, oh, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get some conversations and shit like that. But sometimes when you're on a mission, you trying to get a certain, you trying to achieve a certain outcome, not from every situation, but you want to give yourself the best chance. And a lot of times I know I do my shit because it's cool, it's comfortable. You ain't got to think. It's almost like a uniform type of deal. I ain't got to think about this shit. I know I'm going to walk in here like this. I don't give a fuck what another motherfucker talking about. All that shit. That's what I do. I do that shit easy. But am I cutting myself off from certain things? Am I not experiencing the world in all of its ways by doing that? Maybe if I, what if I do try? What if I put some thought into this shit? What if I do kind of put myself in the game and in a way of, look, boom, I'm going to do this shit at the highest level that I could do it within my budget, within my lifestyle, and the places that I got to be. You know what I'm saying? What if I came with my best game every single time? Yeah. Then what would happen? What will my conversations be like? So it's not like I've been deprived. It's like more of, where else can I go?
Right. I think also beyond just fashion or whatever, I think, you know, obviously that's an element of it, but I also think just that intention to be like, yo, all right, I've been here. Now I'm trying to go somewhere new. Mm-hmm. Makes you a little bit more open to new shit anyway. You know what I mean? Like, everything is deliberate. So you say, yo, I'm going to dress different so that I'm seen differently, but I'm also going to respond differently too. Like when they say, yo, let's do that. If it's just the regular comfortable shit that I typically do, I say, hey, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go here. And it's something new because now you're open and you're seeking something new. So, you know, putting yourself in something different. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what this would be? Because this is all different. You know? I get it.
And it's not like, you know, I'm dressing different just to do it, just to be seen different. You know what I'm saying? I'm dressing different because I'm doing different. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm about to do different. I'm making different moves. I'm gonna put myself in different rooms. So, hey, this is how I want to show up for that. You know. It's like dressing for the first day of school. All right, I did that 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I'm going to high school. Shit. I got to kill them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how it was like going to college. When we went to visit college in the 12th grade, and I was like, I'm looking around like, man, I can fit in with these cats. These cats look like, these cats ain't even, you know what I'm saying, like the cats in my high school. I could deal with this. Okay, yeah, this cool. I thought they was going to be some, you know what I'm saying, magical Negroes in college.
Right.
Just some niggas from the class of 88.
So that could compete. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I think with me too, in general, it all just comes down to making a plan and sticking to it. You know what I mean? And planning on what matters, like, you know, because like you said, like, yeah, like high school, you starting new high school, going to college, you know what I mean, like, you know, that type of thing, first day of school, those are established points where people are paying attention. But then, like, when you really embracing it and it just becomes, I'm just gonna give them this because it's Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, because I don't take no days off, that's a different endeavor, you know what I mean, like, I don't really participate in that as much as I might, I don't want to say should or need to, but I might try to participate in that more. You know what I mean? Like, I might try to participate. Because I started thinking about that, especially, like, with this pandemic shit. You feel like it's the same day over and over and over and over again. So it's kind of like, well, shit, let me shake this up a little bit. Let me just throw some shit on, just to throw some shit on, just for the spirit of throwing some shit on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just having a plan, you know, like outside of, I don't say outside, because I was thinking about this today, and not to make it, I guess it's applicable. Like, now I'm probably gonna go grocery shopping tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've been cooking a lot during this pandemic, and I'm getting nice on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not too. I'm getting all right on certain shit, just little go tos and shit. And like I said before, like now, you know, like I said, there's things that you go through. So like, I'm not looking at as many recipes as I used to, because like I'm starting to get a feel for certain shit. So now I'm just cooking in the moment. But now my new shit is like, maybe I should try some meal planning, because I want to be able to like distribute this shit. I don't want to OD on nothing too crazy. I want to make sure that, yo, when this time comes, I'm good to eat. You know what I'm saying? And then that comes with planning, because I just know what to buy at the supermarket. I know how to write a grocery list, so that's typically just writing down the same shit I bought last time. But now I'm kind of like, how do I make a meal plan for this next week? And that's a different commitment. You know what I'm saying? And like, it ain't nobody to judge it beyond me, but it makes it a little bit more intentional. It ain't just, I let me look what's in the refrigerator that's coming through. Like, oh yeah, Tuesday's lasagna Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, it gives it something to, you know, to challenge yourself with. So yeah, man, I feel you. I just, you know, I feel you on that whole shit, man. Just, you know, just moving deliberately, you know, like with the aim. It's very much proactive. You know what I'm saying? You on offense, you know? And I appreciate that shit.
So cooking with you, right?
Yeah.
It seems to be a very important part of what you're doing and who you are. Like,
yeah, in this quarantine.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. I don't know why. You know what it is? I like food. Like, I like food. That's probably why I like food. I like, I started really paying attention. Actually, I've been paying attention to food, just little shit, since I was a kid. Since if it was just going to the corner store and you go and get a hero and you tell the nigga, yo, slice my shit thin. I remember seeing the first motherfucker to say that. And I was like, wow, that shit was like agency. It was like, yo, yeah, yo, slice my shit thin too. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Just because I heard somebody else say it, I was
little ass bossy nigga.
Right. I think there's part of that. I think there's part of, you know, if you don't have a whole lot, food always feels like, all right, well, we got that figured out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's always the thing. Like, all right, bet we got that figured out. And then if we going further into the world, that might have been one of the first places where you can make demands or be somewhat particular. You know what I mean? Whether it's slice my shit thin or yo, fry that hard, or you know what I'm saying? Or you know what I mean? Don't put no salt on that. Just pepper. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you got your little orders and shit, and then you start to build your palate. You start to say, yo, nah, this sauce is better than that sauce. Or I like salmon more than I like whiting, which is untrue. I'm a whiting man. But you start learning shit like that. And then, like, I guess, because I never really, I'm unfolding it as we talking. But you start to identify who cooks shit well. Or you start to identify, like, some of the greatest meals you've ever had. You know, like, I remember when I was in college, I remember my homie, my other homie, Ali, this cat, his name was Ali, Muslim cat too, from Philly. We went to his crib, and his crib was fire, and his mom's cooked some salmon, and I don't really fuck with salmon at all, and to this day, it's probably the best salmon I ever had, but it could also be the fact, like, the crib was fire. The presentation, the shit was like on a silver tray. Like, it was some shit, you know? And I think you said something about this. I think it was you were talking about food or maybe something else. But like, it's also like a passport. It's a cultural passport. So you could kind of learn a lot about other people through the food that they eat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether that's regionally or whether that's like nationally, you know what I'm saying? Like it's almost like music in that way, where you like, yo, you know, in DC they put mambo sauce in their wings, or you know what I mean, or you know, so it's shit like that. I was always a fan of like, you know, like the cooking shows or whatever, Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. Anthony Bourdain, Rachel Ray with $40 and a, you know, all of that little shit. Like I would watch that. I think it's always when you like when just from being on the road doing shows, you know, that's one of the first things people will give you as a recommendation when you go to a city. Oh, you going here? Yo, you should go here and try this. Oh, you never been here before? Have you ever had this? You know what I mean? So then it becomes that type of shit.
Right.
And then, you know, like all that other shit, then I was like, one of the things I said to myself was like, I was going to try to figure out how to cook shit that I buy on the outside. And it definitely got enhanced because outside was really no more. So it was like, yo, let me try to recreate what I would buy if I was out there and I went over to this spot. So it became that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I dig it. I dig it. I like it. I like the creative aspect of it. The like there's a formula, there's a process, there's an end goal to where, you know, where you're like, all right, yeah, this shit is all right. Or it's this shit was know what I mean? Or this shit is fire. I get it.
It's just interesting, yeah. It's just cause I have, you know what I'm saying, never had that connection with food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like sometimes that you're missing out on a whole another side of the world. But I'm not ready to, you know, go there yet. But I'm just saying, sometimes it
hilarious.
Because I don't, I mean, not that I eat fucked up. It's just I don't have no relationship with food like that. It's just like, all right, I need to eat to live. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? There's food. Yeah. I like a few things, but I'm not going deep. Like, damn, I need to figure out how to break that down.
Right.
But when you see somebody do it, like that shit what you just talked about, that's that shit is intriguing. It's like, damn, maybe I need to revisit my relationship with food.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you know, especially if you're around people that like food. That's the thing. You have a meal with somebody that appreciates food as much as you do, or more than you do, or put you on to some shit. It's like anything else you appreciate. Like, you know, you nerd out on some shit. So it's definitely it's definitely one of those things, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes it be feeling like it's too late. Like,
no.
Do I now start becoming a foodie?
Nah, man. It's never too late.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I just saw somebody. Who just said that shit? It's so true, though, because it's just the beginning. I mean, you know, don't wait too long because you still want to have taste buds that work. You know what I mean? It won't be, your dead-ass taste buds. It's like, yo, do you taste the flavor? Nah, this
you
shit.
You got them old spoiled-ass taste buds.
Right. It was, you know. And, man, you should be good. You should have good taste buds. It ain't like you was a crackhead for 20 years that was just a hearty, resilient crackhead. Oh, call back. Nah, man, I think, you pick up any time. You pick up any time, and it is shit. Like, I could point you to a bunch of places. But I'm kind of like that, too, though, because, like, I'm starting to feel that way. It's slow, but I'm starting to feel that way with, like, production. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to learn how to make beats. I've been saying that for a long time, and typically, over the years, that shit is so fucking tedious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially now, so much of it is like computer based.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even as tactile as it once was, to where you feel like you're really creating. Not to say that you're not creating, but it's just a different type of, now you're pressing buttons, now you're clicking and dragging and all of that other type of shit. But I kind of want to get into that. Like, I'm starting to, you know, like, I've been doing the Final Cut. So I've been doing some video editing, which got me, you know, it's getting me more and more. And like, even with Photoshop, you know, I've been on the computer a little bit more. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, let me check out this next program. That's why this whole Skillshare and these master classes and all of that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you're trying to come out this pandemic different. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to get your cocoon on. I'm definitely trying to learn some shit. I would love to be a little smarter when we could get back in the world and re-engage on a free level. But you know, that's it. That's really it. I ain't, you know, I'm just taking it as it comes. I'm like trying to pay attention to what I like and then just like following up on that. Like, I'm really on some salad bar type shit right now. When it comes to inspiration, you know what I mean? Let me go get me a couple of these cherry tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? Let me put a couple of these over here. Get a couple of cucumbers. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm put them carrots back. Yeah, man. Yeah,
no doubt.
Anyway, man.
I'm just going in. I'm going in deep, man. Just on myself. Just trying to master myself. And
yeah.
Myself with myself and myself in relation to the world. So, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Those things are like, okay, it's that time. You know? Cause I've been in life, and I've been in the place where it's like, ah, man, he just some old cool motherfucker. He ain't no smart motherfucker. Then you start talking to me, and it's like, okay, he kind of smart. But right. You know what I'm saying? Or you he's an artsy motherfucker, but he can't do no business. And then then when a motherfucker do business with you, it's like, okay, he can do business. But you don't want to get cut out of shit before motherfuckers make those types of decisions. You know?
Right.
And then I know that the discrimination will flow in the other way. Well, he ain't no arts nigga because this nigga got on a custom tailor-made suit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I really don't care about that part. I just really want to accomplish the shits I want to accomplish, and I want to drive the conversations in the way that I want to drive them. And I want to, you know what I mean? And, you know, shit, fuck it, niggas. Respect my game and let's keep it moving. I just want to see where I can go with this shit, because I know it's a lot of more places I can go. This ain't it for me.
Hell yeah. I hear that.
What else good?
What else is good, man? The Emmy nominations came out.
Word.
I see Insecure got some. Let me see what's the. I didn't see the full list. I just I saw that Insecure got some shit.
My neighbor won. My neighbor won a daytime Emmy for Sesame Street Workshop.
Your neighbor?
Yeah, my neighbor's like an EP over there, executive producer over there.
Shut your neighbor out. You don't put the name in the face out there, or just say neighbor. You keep a neighbor.
Shit.
It's too late.
See, man. I'm trying to figure out what their last name is, because you know what I'm saying. You know how like you have neighbors and it be like husband and wife, and that's all they are. Like the first name is like, you know what I'm saying? So it's Cortez and Kay. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. I'm trying to figure out what's her professional. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, in my head, all I can see is Cortez and K, because they live so close that their Wi-Fi comes up on my Wi-Fi and it says Cortez and K. You know what I'm saying? But her name is K, and she works at Sesame Street. One of the VPs over at Sesame Street. And
that's dope. They
won Best Daytime Emmy on one of their programs. But she been doing a whole lot of shit. She was like executive producer on The Backyardigans when my kids was kids, and watching that type shit. So that was like real important. Like,
you
was
plugged in.
Yeah, Backyardigans and Yo Gabba Gabba. She worked on Yo Gabba Gabba, one of the executive producers on that. So she been doing it for a minute, huh?
Yeah, she's killing the kid game. She got that shit on Smash.
Definitely got the kid game on Smash. And, you know, I think at one point, one of my other neighbors was like, yo, they kind of might be looking for some stuff. If you got any kids programming? And then I realized at that point that I have no interest in making kids programming.
Mm.
I don't really communicate well with kids. Because nobody ever talked to me like a kid. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, I didn't, right. I never had a childhood where it was like, oh, hey, you know, here's the kids. Okay, let's do this. A, B, C. Nah, it ain't never worked like that. You know what I'm saying? My shit was always taught to you like you already had full understanding of the world. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't get on, keep your head on the swivel. Like, damn.
Right.
Fuck is a swivel. I'm 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? Right. Pay attention to your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Shit's crazy. Yeah. When I was a kid, for a second, I think I did want to make programming for kids because I felt like as a kid, the shit didn't really always resonate. I was like, I could watch some shit that a kid, like, they wrote for kids. I'd be like, ain't no kids was consulted in this shit. Like, I smelled the inauthenticity of it. I was like, yo, when I get older, I'm gonna right these wrongs. But then when I got older, I didn't give a fuck. Like you, I'm out of touch with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Your references are dead. Like, I think childhood, I don't know. There's something to think about, but maybe not, because
it's just for me.
I was going to say that I think, like, childhood, your references go by so fast. Maybe it's not your references go by so fast, but when you're a kid, you go from liking some shit to not liking some shit mad quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and also kind of define yourself by what you like and what you don't like when mm-hmm. you're young a lot. Whereas more of when you get older, you dibble, you dabble, you whatever. It is what it is. You know, it's a little bit more reserved or whatever. You're not a stand for everything. Like, when you're a kid, you be standing out. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you like that, that's what you like. Right. You know what I mean? So it's pretty interesting.
It's just like communicating with kids is different. You know what I mean? Like, I can communicate with my kids to a certain extent, but it's always about, you know, them. You know what I'm saying? The communications with kids is always about the kid and about where they're at, what they're going through at the moment, and what you're trying to impart in the moment, you know?
Right.
But communication with me, like, I have, if it's a two-way communication, me and kids don't really, you know what I'm saying, necessarily always see eye to eye, because I'm seeing it from a grown-ass person that done had bills and heartbreak and all kind of other shit in life, you know what I'm saying?
So
I was telling my man Aaron Arnold one time, I was like, yo, man, I can't relate to a motherfucker today able to have some heartbreaking bills, you know what I mean? Because that's when they start to understand the real lessons in life. Like, you know, it's not about this one thing, you know? It's about a multitude of things, and every failure ain't the ultimate failure. So, and when you understand that, we can have a better conversation. Because that's a lot of the shit that I have to offer. That's the best of what I have to offer is in the realm of grown folk shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you've lived. You could say it's not the end of the world.
Right. It's not the end of the world. Longer. Or you know what I'm saying? It's plenty of things. It's just like, but kids don't understand it. They be so absolute on all kind of shit. And it's like, man, you tripping.
Yeah.
Come holler at me. You know what I'm saying? 25, 26.
Speaking of kids, Stranger Things got nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. I've never really been a fan, so I don't really know a lot about it. I know you've watched it.
You never watched it?
Nah, I started maybe one or two episodes of the season, first season. I got it. I understood. I was like, all right, this is kind of like they mining the 80s. I get it. But I wasn't into it. All right, so Outstanding Drama Series, Better Call Saul, The Mandalorian, Ozark, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, Killing Eve, and Succession.
Mm.
I'm going Succession on that. That's my favorite out of all of those. Out of all of those.
It's same again.
Better Call Saul,
The
Mandalorian, which I've never seen. I know that's the Star Wars shit.
Yeah, I ain't never seen those two.
I really got in too deep with Better Call Saul. Ozark, again, like, I ain't really get too deep into it.
It's Ozark season, whatever the current season is.
Okay, yeah. I think so. The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, which I hear is good, but never watched. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things, I just told you where I'm at with that. Killing Eve, I used to like it. It kind of jumped the shit. I don't know. I just didn't stick with it. Succession was my shit. So, so I'm going Succession on that one.
Okay, out of that list, of course, I haven't seen many of those shows. I only have seen Ozark, Stranger Things, and Succession. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my wife watched The Handmaid's Tale. She watched a lot of shows with white stories that are very, you know, have some strife and conflict. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you know, white struggle.
Yeah, white pain. You know what I mean? So she did a lot with white pain. That's the type of show she be watching and shit. Like, a lot going on. And I don't identify with them so well. So, you know, I kind of skip them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I have watched Ozarks. I have watched Stranger and Succession. And in that, I would give it to Succession because I felt like Stranger Things was cool, but it was okay. You know what I mean? It's not Succession. Mm-hmm. And Ozark, this last season, you know, it was cool, but, you know, they be doing a whole lot. I think they got better. Mm-hmm. Actually, they got better. And if I had time, I might go back and forth with this decision. But immediately, I would say Succession as well. But I did like the progression of the lady's character who killed her husband.
Whoa, bro, come on.
But you ain't never watched
Ozark? I'm saying I'm going to get to it at some point. I just said it's been slow going. Oh, no, but okay. Yeah, don't kill me.
Yeah, you ain't heard nothing, but I ain't said nothing that you guys going to fuck up your experience.
All right, so there's that. Now, lead actress drama series, Olivia Colman, The Crown, Sandra Oh, Killing Eve, Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show, Laura Linney, Ozark, Zendaya, Euphoria. Laura Linney is on Ozark. I think she's the wife. I know Laura Linney, but I don't know her. Okay. Off this list, I'm going Zendaya.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all right, next.
It's the only one I really saw. But I'm going Zendaya.
What else we talk about? All right, let's go.
Here we go. All right, so lead actor, Anthony Anderson, Blackish. Mm-hmm. Michael Douglas, The Comiskey Method. Ted Danson, The Comiskey Method, which I've heard good things about. Mm-hmm. Ted Danson, The Good Place. Mm-hmm. Don Cheadle, Black Monday. Mm-hmm. Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek. Mm-hmm. And Rami Youssef, Rami.
I only seen Rami.
I'm going Rami. I've seen Black.
Blackish. I've obviously seen Blackish, but okay.
Yeah, I've seen. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on Blackish. I've been saying I'm gonna watch Black Monday for the longest time, but I haven't really gotten past the second episode. Yeah, so I'm going Rami because I got two seasons in the bank on that.
No doubt.
Lead actress, limited series / movie, Regina King, Watchmen. Shira Haas, Unorthodox. Mm-hmm. Kerry Washington, Little Fires Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Kate Blanchett, Mrs. America. Octavia Spencer, Self-Made. Now, let's say this. Hold on. We got three black women in one joint, which I got to say, that's big. That's nice. That's big progress.
That's Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. My heart is going Regina King, but I ain't watch all of Watchmen to really do it. I did watch Kerry Washington. I know a lot of people hated her acting in it. Mm-hmm. And I did see Self-Made with Octavia Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Ah, shit, man. I'm going Regina King.
You're going Regina King just off Regina the strength? King.
Off the strength? Because I ain't even seen Watchmen. But it's okay. I saw one episode. And Octavia Spencer got Ma on her record this year, so it's kind of like, you know what I mean? That counts against her.
She got Ma?
Yeah,
Ma was a little nervous.
And then, you know, Kerry Washington with the teeth acting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's looking crazy.
The teeth acting wasn't no good. No good. Man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, she can't make the same teeth face for every fucking quandary. Okay? You know what I mean? And that's cool.
Ali Mahalik, Hollywood Reporter.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, yeah, you did your thing. And then I ain't really like the story like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it didn't make much sense how far she was fucking running. Mm-hmm. I understand you stole the baby and you went and lived the life, but the baby grown now. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to run so far no more. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. If they come say, hey, we want our baby back, okay, you can have her. She grown. Mm. You know? So
I hear you.
That's just my take. Regina King on the strength of Boys in the Hood, of all, you know what I'm saying?
Jerry Maguire,
just for holding us down in the 90s when it wasn't a plethora of black content. And she was holding it down. And you know what I'm saying? Even from what's the TV show she was on? What's that? 227?
I don't know. 227, Young Brenda.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out. Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Regina King, go ahead and get that Emmy.
Yeah, and she was on, what was it, American, TV show she did. I'm going Octavia Spencer.
All right.
Only because I love Regina King to death. I've seen Self-Made. I actually made it through. So I gotta vote for, like, some real shit that I seen. And I appreciate the Madam C.J. Walker story being told.
It felt like the family wasn't going on board with the whole story, but I'm not too sure. I didn't read too much into it. So
I don't know.
Go ahead, tell them why you.
I like that, and it was somebody in the thing whose last name was Bundles who had a lot to do with Madam C.J. Walker, and I thought that was pretty interesting because Bundles mean a lot to women's hair now.
To the hair care. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So I went with OS on that one.
Word up.
Lead actor, limited series / movie. Hugh Jackman, Bad Education. Mark Ruffalo, I Know This Much Is True. Jeremy Irons, Watchmen. Paul Mescal, Normal People. Jeremy Pope, Hollywood.
I'm going to recuse myself from this decision.
You recusing yourself?
So it's all on you.
I'm going Hugh Jackman, Bad Education. I thought he killed that shit. Thought he was good in that. There you go. Okay, supporting actress, drama series. We're going to do a couple. Fiona Shaw, Killing Eve. Meryl Streep, Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Snook, Succession. Tandy Newton, Westworld. Mm-hmm. Samira Wiley, Ooh. The Handmaid's Tale. Julia Garner, Ozark. Helena Bonham Carter, The Crown. Laura Dern, Big Little Lies.
Now, this is the
where you at?
This is one of the few times that I actually know some of the white women in these categories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's some legacy white women with Meryl Streep. You know what I'm saying? A little girl from Ozark, you know what I'm saying? She got that's a good role. Mm-hmm. And then who was the black actress in this one?
Tandy Newton
in motherfucking Westworld, which is one of my shows.
Oh, that is one of your shows.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
I'm a Westworld. Okay. I was pretty disappointed in this season, but I wasn't disappointed in Tandy Newton's performance.
Okay, well.
You know what I'm saying?
What you thinking?
And I did watch The Big Little Lies. That was one of my wife's white pain shows.
Gotcha.
So Meryl Streep, she did do a good job. You know what I'm saying? In all fairness.
Meryl Streep.
You know what I'm saying? Of our black lives, I'm going Meryl Streep.
You're going Meryl Streep?
I am.
Woo! Okay. What I think I'm going to do... I just wanted to make sure I'm doing a quick Google search, and it is confirmed that old Sarah Snook played Shiv on Succession. So I'm going Shiv.
Ah, Shiv was a one take.
Nah, bro.
The same fucking
Shiv did okay.
Her whole shit was the same scene every scene.
Well, look, I didn't see any of these other things, so I can't even. Oh, Samira Wiley, that shorty that looked like Bow Wow, or that's a homegirl from. Orange is the New Black. No shots. She's a, you know what I mean? No,
that is a motherfucking, that sounds weird. That was a fucking hand grenade.
Bow Wow almost looked like a woman, though.
He's like, Bow
Wow. My bad. You know what I mean? But if you look at her, you're like, oh, shit, that look like a little Shad. Okay. Lead actress.
No, drama series. Wait. Let's, Shiv, though. Shiv, I don't. Shit. I mean, she.
That's the only one I know. I didn't know.
I get it. I just felt like Shiv. She was my least favorite character in that show, and because she showed no range. Everything she did was the same old entitled, disappointed look face every time. Every fucking scene. I want to be the boss. Oh, you're disappointing me, Dad.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to manipulate my husband, and I want to be the boss. Everything is I want to be the boss.
I hear your argument. I'm just going with the fact that I didn't see any of these other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would go with Meryl Streep because it's Meryl Streep, and she's a legend. I just watched Defending Your Life just recently, right. And that's amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Shiv because I ain't seen all the other ones.
No, you got it. I was just throwing a rebuttal out there for the sake of conversation.
I can dig it. I appreciate it. Woo, we got something real. A little bit of a barn burner right here. Outstanding comedy series. Dead to Me. Insecure. Schitt's Creek. Mm-hmm. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
The Comiskey Method.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, The Good Place, and What We Do in the Shadows.
Man, would you like to go for first? The culture. Insecure for the culture.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much where I'm at too. I'm not gonna lie though. I did like this season of Curb though, but we definitely took a minute to really step back and appreciate how good Insecure has been and how good it's definitely been this season. So I don't even think it's this season's Emmys. I think it's last season's, but Insecure deserves some shine. So shout out to Insecure on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Limited series for the culture. Root for Everybody Black. Issa Rae. Limited series. Mrs. America. Unbelievable. Unorthodox. Watchmen. Little Fires Everywhere.
Man, I need to watch more TV.
I heard Watchmen was good.
Little Fires Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I gave Regina King the last one, so we might as well go ahead and give Little Fire something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even without the teeth acting wasn't every scene, so you know. Little Fires
Everywhere. I'm gonna go LFE as well. Lead actor, drama series. Jason Bateman, Ozark. Brian Cox, Succession. Billy Porter, Pose. Steve Carell, The Morning Show. Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us.
Didn't he win this shit before?
Jeremy Strong, Succession. I believe he did. I think he won last year. So you're not going to give it to a black man twice in a row is what you're saying.
I can't give it to a black man. I can give it to Billy Porter.
Did Billy Porter win as well? Did he win something? Or he was nominated before, right?
I don't know what Billy Porter was nominated for.
What you're going with? You going Billy Porter?
I mean, who we got? Old man from Succession.
Brian Cox, who's playing... what's my man's name on Succession? Roy.
Yeah, Logan Roy.
Jason Bateman, Ozark. Billy
Porter.
If this
was season one Ozark, I would have gave it to Jason Bateman. He did
interesting.
It. But you know, he doing the same old shit.
Where you at? I'm going Brian Cox.
Brian Cox for Succession.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. I'm going Billy Porter. More flavor.
There you go. Hey, shout out. I you know what? I already went Brian Cox. I hope, I mean, if Billy went, that'd be cool. Because I like seeing his name out there, getting it together. But I've not seen any of that show. I've not seen I've seen one, maybe two episodes of Ozark. I haven't seen any of Pose. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Morning Show. Maybe two, maybe three episodes of This Is Us. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Yeah. Jeremy Strong. Which one was that from Succession? Hold on. Hold on. Let me see what Jeremy Strong, which was. Oh, that's Kendall. Woohoo! Ooh. Wait a minute.
Kendall is up in this.
Kendall's Jeremy Strong. I'm going Kendall. Kendall.
Broken ass Kendall on the back Kendall of the motorcycle. Flipped the ass script, Kendall. Though.
He old flipped the script. He's a wild card.
He worked the hardest on the show. He's the taking, wild card. He's taking most of the abuse. But he's, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I saw a few episodes of Pose. My wife was watching Pose. She's okay. All caught up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I saw Billy in the party. You know what I'm saying? He just felt like outside. So fuck all that.
Billy Porter. Shout out to Billy Porter. There you go. All right. Go ahead.
In respect to the outside that we ain't got right now. Fuck it.
Right, because you know he going to dress for the outside when he go back outside. Even in the inside, he's going to
dress
for
this damn award in his house, I bet.
Absolutely, absolutely. Probably have a step and repeat going from his kitchen to his living room.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to give you the entertainment. But, you know, that's not why I'm voting for Billy Porter on this. I'm voting for him because of his performance that I did see in a role that I connected with. The MC in the party. The outside.
The MC in the party?
Yeah.
What party was this? What movie was this?
He was on the mic in the club. His character.
In Pose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never seen it. Yeah,
he's the commentator, like when they doing the situation. He the one on the mic.
He's like the Hannibal at the Rucker.
Yeah.
You know the cat.
Yeah. Okay. But he like Brucey B in the club.
Got you. He gets it rocking.
Yeah.
Shout out to Billy P.
Right.
All right, now, lead actress comedy series. Christina Applegate,
Issa Rae,
Dead to Me. Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Issa Rae, Insecure. Tracee Ellis Ross, Blackish. Linda Cardellini, Dead to Me. Catherine O'Hara, Schitt's Creek. Woo! I'm going with Issa Rae here.
Yeah, Issa Rae.
If it was, yeah. If it was an Emmy for Instagram, I'd go Tracee Ellis Ross.
Emmy for Instagram. Damn.
I think she's ill on Instagram. she's good. Supporting actor, limited series movie. Titus Burgess, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Kimmy versus the, I guess, Revolution. Dylan McDermott, Hollywood. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, Watchmen, Jim Parsons, Louis Gossett Jr., Watchmen, Jovan Edepo, Watchmen. I'm going for Lou Gossett Jr.
Hey, man,
I
got
ain't
to
even
go
seen
for Lou
Watchmen.
Gossett, man. What the
Gotta
fuck?
Go for Lou.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
For holding it
Shout
down.
Out to Titus. Shout out to Titus.
I just thought the Kimmy Schmidt shit was a weird ass show. I couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't stick with it. It wasn't for me.
My wife was watching that too. I walked in on that one day. It was like, what the fuck is going on?
Right. You know, but you know, hey. I'm getting a check. Let me see where we at. Hold on. If we got anything else. Just did that. Okay, let's see. Supporting actor, comedy series. Andre Brower, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. All right. Daniel Levy, Schitt's Creek. Mahershala Ali, Rami. Tony Shalhoub, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Alan Arkin, The Comiskey Method. Sterling K. Brown, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. William Jackson Harper, The Good Place. Kenan Thompson, Saturday Night Live. Few brothers in this one. Yeah. A few brothers.
What was the first one you said? Oh, I'm
Andre
going,
Brower.
I'm going Mahershala, Brooklyn.
You going Mahershala for the Rami?
Blah, blah, blah. Shout out to the Ali's.
For the Ali's? Ah.
You know, that's how them motherfuckers really be voting this shit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Exactly.
Vote for the motherfucker they connect with. I connected with the character.
This is a black ass category though. Shout out to this shit here. They did this one. I'm gonna go with Mahershala as well because I seen it. I did watch Saturday Night Live. I would have probably went. See, I wish I could point to some particular. I think Kenan deserves an award just for just being the Cal Ripken Jr. of fucking Saturday Night Live. Mahershala, I don't know if he was particularly funny in Rami.
Was he supposed to be funny?
On this. I mean, he was in a comedy. I mean, that's my thing. Like, I guess if you're a supporting actor in a comedy series, you don't always have to be the funny one because the series is funny. If you play the straight man, you might support the comedy, which is a good point, brother Ali. In support of your other Ali. That's a good point. And I did see. Yeah, all right, we'll go with Mahershala Ali. That's just because he's trying to get that EGOT. Okay. Television movie.
We ain't got to do all these shits, do we?
I don't know. I don't think we had to do all these either, but hold on. I know we're killing time. All right, hold on. It's the last one. I just wanted to see how far we could go with this bit to see if it's like, damn, we really committed. They're like, all right, we get it. Hold on. Is this the last one? Yeah. Well, hold on. All right. Yeah, I guess that's it. All right, let me see. This last one. So these are the last categories. Writing, drama series. I don't think nobody really care like that. Shout out to the writers. Writing comedy series. Writing variety series. Shout out to the writers. Competition program. It's nothing I really watch. Supporting actor drama series. There's a lot of Succession people on here. Jeffrey Wright is on there on the Westworld tip. Giancarlo Esposito's on there. I mean, we ain't talk about that, but supporting actress. Okay. And then supporting actress comedy series. Oh, Yvonne Orji got a nomination. Shout out to Yvonne Orji. I'm going there with it. And this last one, we didn't really see any of these television movies, really. I saw Bad Education, but I didn't see El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I ain't hear you. Did you see El Camino, Breaking
no,
Bad?
No, I ain't seen that.
All right. All right, well, fuck it. We done with that, man. What else you want to talk about before we, transform and all of that shit? Unless you got...
Well, I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot has happened and shit in this world. A lot's about to happen. DMX battled Snoop on the Versus.
Yeah, man, let's talk about it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. A lot better. It was... Go ahead.
No, I enjoyed it. It was a lot better than I thought it would be.
Right.
And I think, in hindsight, I see their vision. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't all the way on point on it. No, for real. I wasn't all the way on board with the pairing. I didn't think that the pairing was compatible as far as, deciding. And I still don't. But it was compatible in that together they are legendary enough to hold each other down, and Snoop was entertaining enough to compliment DMX's, You know what I'm saying? High energy on the performance, but low energy on the engagement. You know what I'm saying? So
And DMX was funny too, though. Let's give him yeah, both
DMX
props.
DMX was funny, but funny sometimes a little out of touch, but that was in sometimes endearing. But then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it showed us that the 90s was a whole nother place and the early 2000s was a whole nother place in terms of what the music was saying.
Oh yeah, man, it was definitely, it went from what these bitches want to beautiful in one round.
Right.
Which shows the vast array of, yeah.
It was just weird was because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, all right, you know, it was grooving and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? What Snoop was like, where the ladies at? Damn, DMX, where the bitches at? Like, damn, right. DMX, where the fuck you been? Right. But, you know, of course, he's been in jail, so that was, you know. Yeah, that was just, you know what I'm saying? It was just wild. But I enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? That was good to see, you know what I'm saying, the brothers out there doing their thing and the people enjoying it. You know what I mean? Snoop got hits, man. That nigga got hits.
Yeah.
A lot.
So does DMX.
DMX got hits.
He got hits. He got hits. I mean, Snoop has mega hits, but like the beauty of this whole shit, and I've noticed it even since this past one, like what we said before, the shit recontextualizes your entire career. You know what I mean? Like, because on paper or maybe just even in just discussion, you probably wouldn't even pair Snoop with DMX. Not to say that they're both not legendary MCs, but like Snoop's catalog is endless. Like, it's ridiculous. Right. He's spanned damn near 30 years. Not well,
right.
You know,
yeah, he got 3 decades.
He's almost 30. He about 3. About 3. You know what I mean? So it's like, so initially when you hear DMX versus Snoop, it might sound like, I don't know about this one. I don't even know if that's ranked right, right? Mm-hmm. But DMX made that shit competitive. Like, I don't want to say made it competitive because I don't think it was ever, I don't think Snoop was ever in danger of losing the shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it made you remember that DMX's shit be resonating too. Right. Like, when he playing, because I there were certain moments where it was a toss up, like, where it was like, Murder Was the Case versus Slipping. Like, I went with Murder Was the Case because the stakes was very high. It was Murder, and he actually beat Murder in real life, and he wrote a song about it. That shit just, like, that's a fucking event. That means something.
Right.
But Slipping is a hell of a record as well. All right,
let's get to that. Slipping
okay.
was probably the only DMX song I connected with in life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard all the hits. You know what I'm saying? I hear them, but connecting with them was different. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Slipping was the song I decided to move to New York on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, what about Slipping made you move to New York? Because I want to understand.
No, it wasn't the song that made me move to New York. I was debating, should I leave okay. Miami? Right, I was debating, should I leave Miami and move to New York? I was trying to weigh what I had going on in Miami and what my potential would be, and should I try something else? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was feeling like if I stayed in Miami, I would have just stayed in the streets, you know what I'm saying, and just veered towards that and got fucked up some kind of way. And so I was in a situation where I had said, I sworn off the game. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking with that no more. I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to believe in myself, and I'm going to get the way I'm trying to go. And then that shit wasn't working out. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you're like, yeah, I'm quitting the game. And then you think you're going to transition right into, you know what I'm saying, your riches. But it don't work like that. Like, you gotta fucking get to it and build it. So at this particular time, I had decided I wasn't going to do that. But now I got to do something. And I'm getting of that age. I'm like 25 years old. Like, shit, I gotta make a move. And the Slipping came out. And I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to move to New York. I'm telling everybody around me, I think I'm going to move to New York. And everybody was like, nah, nigga, that's a bad idea. Nigga, you broke in Miami. What you going to do in New York? Shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like shit like that. Right. Nobody was like, yeah, go to New York. That was just like, nah. And I just remember riding in the car, Slipping was playing. And I was talking to my homeboy about the shit. And he was like, man, you crazy, dog. You know what I'm saying? You going up there, nigga. That's some buzz. You stupid. And I'm just listening to Slipping, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Because when shit wasn't going around, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't, I got to get up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and the beat, you know what I'm saying? I just resonated with me. And then shit, I was out about 2 weeks later, man. And shit. So that's the song of DMX's that I really connected with. Now, I'm not going to argue that he didn't have hits. I just didn't connect with the hits. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As much as, you know what I'm saying? Get At Me, Dog, that's my joint. Slipping, that's my joint. Mm-hmm. Everything Snoop played, except for some of them, you know what I'm saying, that east side of shit, that wasn't really my shit.
That east side of shit, I felt like he threw that around.
Yeah, but it was, but see, the thing is, that's a big L.A. record. Actually, it was a video that was kind of moving around virally of a girl skating to that record in Cali. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She was skating and she was crip walking on skates to that record. So it obviously is a big record out there. Mm-hmm. But it didn't hit like that where I'm at. So that was the only one I was like, ah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's another East Sider record that he had with the East Sider that he could have played that would have, you know what I'm saying? He could have got it with, if it ain't then raise it up. You know what I'm saying? I forget the name of the song.
But I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. That shit was my jam. But he didn't play that.
Yeah, he didn't play Sensual Seduction either, which I was surprised at.
Right. I mean, he had a lot of shit he could have done, but you know.
You think he had a lot more stuff on the table? I don't know.
You said he ain't played since. He just a lot of shit he didn't play.
Like what?
I don't know. I wasn't in it right now. Central Seduction. He didn't play that, okay?
All right. So, round one, deep cover, intro, Snoop got that shit. Who Am I versus What's My Name?
Oh, you got notes.
I'm just going through it because I don't remember. Because I'm just trying to find some of them that were close. Yeah, there was some that was, okay, there was one that I thought, okay. Two of America's Most Wanted versus Stop Being Greedy. I went DMX. A lot of people went Two of America's Most Wanted because that's him and Pac. Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest Pac fan like that. I mean, I appreciate Pac.
What,
understand.
What DMX played in that round?
He played Stop Being Greedy. I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. And that's not even my favorite. But don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'ma bite you. I'ma snatch the plate. Like that shit, I just like what he was saying. Yeah. Two of America's Most Wanted, I don't even remember how that really go. That's kind of down tempo, right?
Nah, it's like doom, 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 doom. Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
That's that one.
And that one.
Yeah, I'm going to stop being great.
I went with, and that one. It was far from my favorite song. Right. But when it came on, I was like, ain't nothing but a gangsta party. Right.
I know it. Nothing but a gangster party.
Right.
That shit, nothing but a gangster party. Okay, yeah, it's popping, but I'm still gonna stop being greedy. Overall, that shit was great. I know there's still a bunch of versus talk.
They got the next one coming out.
Oh, did they announce the next one?
Yeah, they announced the next one.
Who is the? I think I saw. Whoa, who's the next one? Is it Jeezy? I mean, is it Rick Ross versus 2 Chainz or something?
Yeah, Rick Ross and Titty Boy. Good matchup. It's a fair matchup.
It's a good look. It's a it's a good look for 2 Chainz in the way that, and that's why, in the way that, like, I think most people think that Rick Ross has the better catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know what I mean? Like, he's got such a grand catalog, but 2 Chainz is a feature king. Like, he pops up on a lot of shit, and he gets busy consistently, lyrically, more than I think people give him credit for. So I think this is going to be one of the moments where he could present that a little bit. And I think he's good at that whole, they're both 2 very good presenters. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about being intentional and how mm-hmm. you come across. They both are very deliberate in how they come across. They both,
mm-hmm.
like, 2 Chainz redefined himself. Rick Ross, I don't want to say redefined himself, but Rick Ross kind of put himself in position. Like, they both had to kind of, like, really get it off the muscle. So,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be more interesting than we think.
Right. Like, you would believe, okay, Ross got a lot of records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, 2 Chainz got a lot of records in a shorter period of time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And a lot of hits. A lot of fun records.
He got a lot of records, man, that people like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even before, he could still drop that duffel bag boy on him as an ace of spades mm-hmm. somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean.
Let me ask you. Does duffel bag boys beat hustling?
In my book, it do. In my book, hustling was a bigger record. But duffel mm-hmm. bag boy was a hard record for the time, man.
That's a tough. That hook is fire. That beat is fire. That. Walking to the Gucci store, honey, I'm home.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, listen, man. Listen, man. If you put Duffel Bag Boy up against Every Day I'm Hustling, outside of just the hook and the beat, I enjoy Duffel Bag Boy a lot more than I enjoy Hustling. And I had a magazine called 21st Century Hustle when that song came out.
I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
I probably enjoy Duffel Bag Boys more because I hear it less. But if I heard them back to back, you know, it's true. Like, when I hear Duffel Bag Boy, it's a tough record. But I didn't get to the point to where I got tired of that shit.
Right.
Like,
see,
Hustling, you got tired of it because it was just, they beating you in the head with it. It was a moment.
I'm judging it like this. This is my judgment. I'm judging it off uh-huh. the fact that Every Day I'm Hustling, I enjoyed it when it came on. When it came on the club, I damn sure rocked with it. I leaned with it rightly. I never searched in my iTunes. I never typed in Every Day I'm Hustling and press play.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
Duffel Bag Boy, on the other hand, I had queued up. It was on a playlist. It was on repeat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. Like, at that time when it dropped, 2006 era. I fuck with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite Rick Ross record? What's your favorite 2 Chainz record? Just off the top of the head.
See, the thing about Rick Ross records, I don't even be knowing the names of all them shits. Big Meech, Larry Hoover record was, you know what I'm saying, obviously
BMF.
A monster record. Uh-huh. My favorite 2 Chainz record, you know what I'm saying? Again, I feel like I'm leaning towards 2 Chainz, but you know what I'm saying? That's just with my heart. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
My favorite 2 Chainz record is Ride Around, I'm Getting It. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And he got a lot of records. Uh-huh. He got a lot of records that I like.
Right.
But Riding Around and I'm Getting It was his breakthrough. You know what I'm saying? It was the record that took him from being, you know, one of Ludacris' sidekicks to, ooh, he got a record. And I was proud of him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, he out of here. Oh, he going to get 20 grand a show this year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then he went and took that and took it further than I could ever envision him going. You know what I'm saying? Which, to me, was like, damn, man, this man t- into a career that could have been stalled. Like, many people get stalled when they get in a bad deal, and then they get tossed. You know what I'm saying? They not with the crew no more. Then they done put out a few mixtapes on their own, and they ain't nothing really stick. But his staying power and his resolve to say, you know what? I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to toss my name. I'm going to change my whole name. I'm changing my whole shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to give these people something that they want. And he did it successfully. So I just feel the, you know, I just feel his spirit. Now, I've seen Ross work. I know Ross was working before he was had the beard. You know what I'm saying? He was out there and he was doing his thing. And I'm proud of his success, too, being a Miami person. But, you know what I'm saying? I just feel more a kinship to 2 Chainz' music than I do to Ross's music, which I also think is elaborate and extravagant and very Barry White in a Miami kind of way. So It's not that I don't like it and I don't connect with it. That's not even true. All I'm saying is I'm going to enjoy this Versus.
When is it?
I don't know. Fuck around and miss it.
It's gonna be interesting. Right. Them shits be popping up now. They be early sometime too, 6 o'clock. Like what? Yeah, I don't know what my favorite 2 Chainz record is. He got some shit. I don't even know what my favorite Rick Ross record is. There's a lot of them though. It's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. I'm curious if they're going to be in the same situation. I think that's probably going to be how things are going to go from now on. I don't think they're going to go back to the separate locations.
Yeah. You know, we'll see.
Which wasn't a bad thing. When it's complimentary, it's cool. Like, it was respectful and cool with Snoop and DMX. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And, like, you know, and, you know, they got Apple involved. You know, they on quality control, you know. It's just that Instagram ain't the real platform for what they was trying to do technically.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, before we jump out of here, who you got in the other verses?
Which one?
Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr.
Tyson.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be interesting.
It's definitely going to be interesting. But the thing is, it's an asterisk on the whole shit because it's an exhibition. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Exhibition is just some bullshit. For real. It's not a sanction.
Meaning what? There's no real, nothing, no stakes.
Yeah, there's no stakes. It's exhibition. Right. It's just, you could be 2 people coming out there. I could do an exhibition fight with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You don't got to really do nothing.
Yeah, if you don't really want to. Yeah, like a charity event. But, you know what I'm saying, if they really trying to get it in and see, you know, who got what, I definitely got Tyson at this point. And it ain't because I know Roy Jones is washed because, you know, I don't know what kind of shape Roy Jones is in. I haven't seen any YouTube videos of him training and, you know what I'm saying, looking dangerous. Right. My last visions of Roy Jones is the fights where he got knocked out in the end. And it was like, damn, Roy Jones. Mm-hmm. Shit, my dude. You know what I'm saying? So I hope, you know what I'm saying, they both can get through it and be safe and not, you know, fuck nothing up. Right. But, you know, I do want to see the shit. I'm not finna sit here and act like I'm too high and mighty not to watch this damn, you know what I'm saying, savagery. I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it, man. I'm thinking Tyson going to get it. It could be Roy Jones you don't know. He's a question mark. You don't know if he's been conditioning all this time, whatever. He's always been elusive, and you know, he could get some shit off. Tyson is a force. Tyson, when he hits you though, that's getting hit by Mike Tyson still. So we're going to see, man. Ah, shit, man. I think it's about that time to transform and roll out, brother.
All right.
You got anything else you wanted to talk about? Or
not after you done transformed and rolled out.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about before we transform?
Nah, man. I don't. No, Can't have a conversation with somebody who want to have a conversation.
Ah, damn, I feel bad. I'm pulling the gate. No. My bad. Shit. Well, shit. The people already know where we gonna be.
Yeah, yeah. But you catch me on Mr. Muhammad at Mr. Muhammad on the Twitter and the Instagram.
Yeah. It was a good shop up, man. You catch me D Lemon Comedy pretty much everywhere, all platforms. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend,
and even an enemy,
to get in the conversation.
Yes, sir.
We are out.
Conversation.